ancestors? Can I call you my friends? Shall we meet by that river where the fog breaks in? We've cut one another, but no prisons fall. I know that one day we're going over the wall. I'll spread your wings, close your eyes, let your love flow. Come inside, spread your wings, and close your eyes, let your love flow. Standing on an endless horizon, with our faces turned into the blazing sun. And you've come all this way to Armageddon, yeah, just to find that the battle has been won. Oh, I'll spread your wings.
It's the dog poet hovering over the Bethlehem within. Bethlehem means house of bread, and that's where the immortality gets baked as the yeast of God's spirit causes it to rise. Being as it is Christmas, can I say that? Can I say Christmas? Merry Christmas? I don't want a band of Zionist thugs chasing me around the Christmas tree. Now, with heavy menorahs screaming about non-sectarian uniformity, except in the case of those screaming about it. Well, folks, those days are about over, because not only is Jesus Christ coming back, he's already here. And logically, because he came bearing peace and love the first time, one must assume at the closing of the age, he's going to be bringing a can of whoop-ass also. Oh, there'll be peace and love for all those looking for it, but also everything else in concert with their behavior of this last age. I should explain a little bit about Jesus Christ. He wasn't, isn't specifically Jesus Christ. is Jesus the Christ. Jesus was a man. Christ is a station, or a state of being. Others have achieved that status since him, even though he's the first fruit of those who slept. He's not the last. And it's going to be a bad day at Black Rock for the Pharisee nation. Sometimes a really good time only comes when those giving everyone else a hard time experience a little cosmic feedback. The walls are going to come down. The prisons are going to open. The dead are going to rise and speak. Excuse me. Whether it be as the stones of ancient cultures, hey, or the spirits of those departed through the vehicle of their communication, whatever that may be, and we'll hold silent on that issue. I can't think of a simpler message than that of Jesus Christ. It seems to me it's pretty hard not to get it. The point must be that it's just hard to practice it. And why is that? Because our separated selves are at war with our ability to emulate that which is the primary and sole purpose of life, which is to embody and shine forth the light of the divine. We'd rather shine forth as our own vain, self-important little selves, frolicking for the cameras on our way to the grave. Christ is the Sun King, seated in Tippereth, in the direct downward flow from the divine. Oh, yeah. When called the only begotten Son, it refers to all who have become realized and actualized by the power of the one who can bring it forth, claim and identify his sons. A lot of bad, fundy work has been brought about from certain lines of scripture. And one of them is, I am the way, the truth, and the light, and no man cometh unto the Father save by me. Well, that's true. And it applies to every representative who all occupy the same station, and representatives of which exist in every religion. People claiming dogmatic cant to be true are those using it for temporal control. Jesus Christ said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, I would not have told you so. What that means is that there are a lot of heavens and a heaven for every religion. The divine is the same divine in all of them, and only appears in different times and places for the benefit of those that happen to be there. I have yet to encounter a religion where they are not the only one and everyone else is wrong, at least according to those who do the official translation and interpretations and who also pass the collection plate. I've been hanging out with the divine the last couple of days, and I mean intensely with Lord Ayahuasca, and I'm just coming on to the most mega of it, but I think I got time in this 15 minutes to finish what I'm about to say. Well, God's been pretty clear about a lot of things with me. He's here now, and he's going to be clearing up a few things. Joyfully for some, painfully for most. The pain comes from having insisted you know when you don't, and profiteering off of what you don't understand or using it to control in the place of the one who already has it all under control, and as you are about to find out shortly. It can be joyful otherwise, and the divine being merciful beyond your comprehension is willing and prepared to give you all kinds of Christmas gifts if you're willing and able to receive them. Just admit that you don't know anything, and that's a good start. What is it about humble and believing that people don't get? What is it about unshakable faith that they don't get? Every time you see the sun shining and the magnitude of the stars in the sky, you should be convinced of the existence of something greater than yourself, or is that too much to ask? Nature itself should be a wake-up call. The evidence of all your mistakes and failures should be a wake-up call. The bitterness in your heart should be a testimony. That he, she done me wrong should tell you something. I'm not talking about a real he, she. Oh, no, I shouldn't have said it. Well, I'm talking about all the things we ran into that weren't what we wanted when we lied to get them. Christ is the hidden love in the human heart, looking to get out, and you are the prison guard keeping him locked up. Yes, you are the one blocking his access to everyone through you because you can't get out of the way. Obviously, you're more important than he is, and obviously what you are is more valuable and authentic in all cases than he would be moving through you. Because what else could it mean? What else could it mean? I'll tell you what it is. It's embarrassing to walk in his footsteps. People might laugh at you. Here's a clue. They're already laughing at you. You know what I think? When I hear people talking about someone who just left the room, they're probably talking about me when I leave too. Good thing what other people think of me doesn't matter. The only opinion of you that should matter is the opinion that the divine holds of you. And catering to the opinion of others causes you to fall in the divine's regard. I've walked some long, hard, and lonesome highways to get to this point where I could say these things to you. And every bit of this cost me something. And at the time, it pretty much hurt to lose it, whatever it was. I can't remember whatever it was now, but I know it hurt. Now I know there's nothing more important than to have the good grace of the divine. When you start thinking about what you might like this Christmas, I suggest you ask for that first. There have been civilizations beyond count here, my friends. There have been lifetimes like the grains of sand on a beach. Man, all these cultures whose names you don't even know, they had their Shakespeares and their Da Vincis. Who remembers them now? Who remembers all the heroes sleeping in the unremembered dust? Our vanity and arrogance is amazing, given that we are capable of almost nothing, and all we are capable of is what we are allowed to perform through the motive power that keeps us all animate. You know, the divine is holding you together at this moment. If it were not so, you would not be so. End of story. Let me tell you something I know for a fact. God is walking on the earth right now as you hear this, and he is setting things right. His handmaiden, great love and equal, Mother Nature, is walking alongside him. And they're judging what will stay and what will go. And you will see this shortly. We've spent the last 2,000 years diminishing the feminine principle. And the divine is about to raise her up to a rightful place. Watch and see. A lot of this gay stuff is reverse kundalini and a misunderstanding about the feminine principle due to this being an age of materialism. I don't mean to denigrate anyone who's operating under that persona at the moment. We all pass through it, all of us. It's a phase. Heterosexual sex is a phase. Colors, creeds, and what have you are all phases you get put through in order to learn your commonality. Christ is the spirit of impersonal and all-encompassing love manifested as sacrifice and forgiveness. The more you gain of love, the more it demands, because love wants to come to perfection within you. Love wants to make you the vehicle of its highest expression. It's up to you if you accept the challenge. Most don't, or veer off the path real quick when they see what it costs. And what is that cost? Good grief. The cost is a loss of the things that kill you. You can stick around until you're old, and you'll be proof of what I'm talking about, and you'll know it too. Whatever. We're all a product of that which we emulate. The idea that we're actually the person we think we are is a joke. There's no such animal. It's a graft over the real thing. It's a mockery of what we could be and what we really are. Now, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I'll accept that. These are just the things I've found. Christ is born in the heart at Christmas and rises from the dead material corpse at Easter. You can see the parallels of this in all the religions. They're all the same thing, wearing a different suit of clothes, and they're all right to the exclusion of each other, and the only one who is right is the one who has walked into and out of them into the company of the divine who is watching every one of us all the time. Well, God is here now. Get ready for some huge surprises. It's up to you how joyful or sorrowful they're going to be. And everyone is being informed right this minute, but only enough to give you the opportunity to deny or imagine that you didn't hear it. Of course, you need to be looking for it, too. I hope you are. I'm going to close with a poem about Jesus Christ that I wrote, and I hope that says what I really wanted to say. Technically, it's an Easter poem, but I always see the promise of Easter in Christmas. There you go. In that essential stillness, that quiet, endless hour, preceding every dawn of every day, God breathes into the world of sleep whatever power might be taken to reach that wakened moment in the warm, falling rain of his grace. In every year, whenever the wheel has turned into the place where it must turn again or stop, for want of hope or lack of dreams, God breathes once again into the greater whole. This soft, malleable whiteness, this stone, he blesses this unformed, extraordinary essence of love, not yet fashioned with object or desire. It awaits our cleansed and contrite heart, awaits our innocence returned, awaits our renewing hope and certain will that we might approach closer to the mark. We have fallen back upon the dying leaves, upon the sidewalks of shouting cities, into the guttering run where flows the secret mind of our hidden deeds, more times than we can through mercy recall. Every breath, every morsel of food, every chance of redemption, every possibility of hope rests upon the bleeding power that is bought and paid for every coming minute of the age. Excuse me. Every twisted, ugly thing, every kindness unseen, every gentle thought, every whip hand falling, or whatever we may have turned it to, all paid for by the living vision of the one who dies, who is crucified in the simultaneous instant of every act. Everything is permitted and fed that we might, through the gift of this unspeakably great thing, come to see how great we might be in the certain possibility of that for every one of us, no matter how dark the way. No matter how far afield is the ceaseless intent of the one left bleeding, what freedom is, what love is, what peace is, we have no clue. Only the yearning in the road that leads us there. Many have filled this void with words. Many have heroes, have come and seeming villains to meet them in their time, all sleeping now in places deep and waiting. But this one does not sleep, is born anew in every breath, shines from each shining eye, cannot and will not forget, carries us past the trouble and regret, in tongues forgotten he has come to every race and every time, dressed as everyone, always unknown and alone and waiting. This immeasurable gift, unappreciated and not understood, remains, lays on the common ground, is tossed aside as worthless, is unseen among the items in the cart. It feeds us, grants us life where there would be none. Endless, granted, giving life, full and safe and perfect. I do believe. Ah, thank you for attending with me this evening. My friends, take from it what you can. I'll see you next week if there is one. May the light of the one awaken in your heart this season and give you the real gift of Christmas. I bid you adieu, I bid you aloha, and
death goes round and round, the master laid it on the line, you can go with him. God's not dead, he's merely hiding, you can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding, you can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. No, God's not dead, he's merely hiding, and you can see him every morning when the sun is rising.